During Age of Messiah, there's going to be a few technological things that occur that not everyone's interested in, which is pretty interesting when you think about it, because when those things happen, everyone that sees them, you know, is going to have a chance probably to make an important choice. Do you want to go on a spaceship? Do you want to interface with holographic programs that interface with computers so you don't have to do things like that? And do you want to go in a flying car? Now, the reason I'm saying this is actually really interesting. If you've never been on a spaceship, and none of you ever have been on one, that's traveled across the universe, the controls on that spaceship take a little bit to learn. A spaceship can move a wide variety of ways. It can do tilt, pitch, rotate. It can go forwards, backwards, up and down, and left and right. Sometimes it can do other movements as well that are not exactly those movements. And the reason why I'm telling you this is, in order to pilot a spaceship, it takes a lot of knowledge at first. And once you have that knowledge, then you can probably just keep doing it. But until you get that knowledge, if you want to go on a spaceship, you can talk to a hologram on those spaceships. The holograms can interface with the computer, and they know how to navigate to other worlds. And so if you get on a spaceship, the typical thing we would do if we wanted to do the most basic spaceship navigation, it's very similar in a flying car, is that we would first try to figure out where we are in a coordinate system. And then we want to figure out where we want to go in a coordinate system. So we have a destination and an arrival point that's a coordinate system. It's similar when you do plane travel, but there's a lot of differences. You just use bearing and heading because it's a magnet. But in space, you don't use magnet compasses to travel. And the distances are so large that it's like a million times 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 a million miles to even go a very short distance. And so if you want to travel in space, you got to have a destination and also knowledge of where you are in a coordinate system. Then you need to know if there's anything in between so that you don't have a collision. You don't want to have a crash or a collision in your space flight traveling at those fast speeds. If you're going 200,000 times the speed of light, you don't want to crash into something. And so then you do your navigation. You plot a course, and then you travel that course. And when you plot the course, you need to make sure you go over some worlds, under some worlds, around other worlds, left or right. Otherwise, you might collide with a planet or a star or another spaceship. So the if you get on a spaceship, you'll see a person that it looks like a person in a lot of ways, but it's a hologram computer program, and you can talk to the hologram, they can talk to you, and you can tell them where you want to go. And you might say, I'd like to go to fishing world or boating world or someplace where I can do this activity. Maybe you know the name of the world. That hologram will say, sure, would you like me to navigate the spaceship and plot a course and go? And then you can say yes, and it will talk to the computer. The computer does all the calculations, and then the hologram and the computer do all the console controls. And so the last thing to do is to control the engine speed, the bearing and distance, to rotate the spaceship so it's pointed in the correct direction, and then to travel in that direction, and then to slow down the engines before you arrive, and so you're not going so fast. And so all those things are very complicated things to do. And so during the Age of the Messiah, it's impossible to do anything without knowledge. If you don't have knowledge, you can go on the spaceships and you can still talk to the hologram. So you do have enough knowledge. That's true. But if you want to fly a spaceship, you'll have to learn it. And so the holograms are also able to teach you what all the console controls are, how to read the interfaces and displays, show you the different areas of the spaceship. They can tell you where the bathrooms are, where you can get water if you want to go sleep in a bed, where the beds are available to other people. If you have quarters assigned to you, they can show you where the shuttles are so you can get in and out of the spaceship using the door systems, or a big ramp in the back, or a shuttle hangar bay, and you can fly out in a shuttle. Some of the spaceships are extremely tall, and the only way to get to the ground is to descend several stories at least. I mean, it could be like 20 stories or more to the top of the spaceship, like a high-rise building. And so to get in and out of these spaceships, you can go through a big elevator that takes you down 30 flights of stairs, or you can just fly out in a shuttle and it just lands on the ground. Super easy, only takes a few moments. And so the holograms can do that for you over the years it might take to learn to fly it, or they're basically like your spaceship pilots. And so it's like flying in a commercial airplane. A pilot flies the plane, not you. A pilot flies the spaceships, but in this case, it's a computer hologram that talks to a computer system that controls it. So during the Age of the Messiah, if you want to do this stuff on your own, you can learn it from a hologram. You can go in spaceships, and it's a lot of fun. But also, if you refuse to learn, or if you don't trust the programs, you just don't get to go in spaceships, and that's okay. Same thing with the flying cars. If you want to get in a flying cars are in a lot of ways more dangerous than a spaceship because they're not really designed for all that kind of travel. It's like a car that goes in the air, but you can't see what's underneath you. So you might land on a power line, a power pole, a light pole. You might land on another building. You might land on a person's head. You might land on a tree. You might land on your house and break it. You might land on your child and kill your child. And so the Messiah is going to bring flying cars, and he put in a whole bunch of safety technology in those cars to make it so those cars have automatic navigation systems just like the spaceships. And anytime you get in, there's going to be a hologram in the driver's seat. They're the ones that you talk to, and they do all the piloting and navigation. If you want to go someplace else, just talk to them during the flight in the flying car, and then they'll re-navigate and take you there. They can do all of it. Other technology available besides spaceships and flying cars includes the technology on the spaceships. Some spaceships have the teleportation systems. It's not technically called teleportation. It's called, what do they call it? Being beamed up, or other things in science TV shows. But this isn't a TV show. This is reality. And so when reality comes and there's spaceships and flying cars, in order to use them, you'll need to trust holograms for probably a few years minimum, and then you might be able to fly the spaceships on your own. Or the flying cars. Also, during the Age of the Messiah on the spaceships, there's going to be medical technology that doesn't necessarily do anything, but it can do a medical scan that is not X-rays. It's a non-harmful scan. And so it can tell you the current state of your whole body. I mean, do you have a genetic disease? Do you have digestive disease? Do you have a lung disease, a heart disease? And then you can go talk to the Messiah about getting healed by God. Or about medicinal plants, or both. There's other technologies on the spaceship. They have scanners. So if you're flying around in a spaceship, you might want to know more about the worlds that are nearby. And so a lot of the spaceships have what's called an observation deck. It's just like a deck on your house. The words on a spaceship are common words. And so if you have a house, you have a deck on your house, maybe. You might have a deck at your apartment, a small patio deck, or a big patio deck. You might have a patio deck. And so a deck on a spaceship is similar. You can see what's out in front of you. And so if you're near a world, you can see the clouds, you can see the oceans, you can see the areas where there's land. And if you're really close, you can see cities and stuff like that. And so if you're far away, though, you might want to know more about these worlds. And so you can use scanner technology. It's like the medical technology. It doesn't hurt people. It doesn't hurt plants. It doesn't put radiation in the air. And then Messiah the Prince made it. And then you can know what's on those worlds. You might want to go to a world that has a big ocean with lots of warm water where people are already swimming. Or you might want to go someplace where you can go rafting down different waters. Or you might want to go someplace where you might want to go someplace where there's lots of warm water, but there's not a lot of people. And so you can go swimming or something. Or maybe you just want to see a beautiful mountain view and you want to go where there's a place to go to the mountains. And so you can use the scanners, scan the world, and then you can see it on different displays. On some spaceships, it's on like computer displays. On other ones, it's like holographic displays. And there's different displays, and you can just see what's on the worlds, what they look like. Is there a lot of people there? Are there things to do? You can also use communication systems on the spaceships. You can communicate with other spaceships. It's called hailing, H-A-I-L. You can hail other spaceships and talk to them. Believe it or not, that's one of the most popular things you can do in space. You can communicate with the people on spaceships, and it's fun. It's like social media, like all the chat services, except you're in space in a spaceship, and it's fucking awesome, dude. People love it. They do it all day and all night. They just endlessly talk to each other. And some people do it in a way that's similar to chat roulette, but there's nothing profane or unwanted. And so they can chat with holograms. Out in the area where Messiah the Prince made it, a lot of these things are just like his hobbies and his personal projects. So he was like, I like that show Stargate SG-1, and there was enemies called the Ori. So he made a bunch of Ori spaceships. They don't have weapons or anything, and there's nobody on them, but they just put around when there's a hologram in there that pretends to be the Ori. And he's like, And it's actually a hilarious joke that Orion there isn't trying to conquer the universe or anything yet. He just puts around and he pretends he's like doing rebranding. He's like, okay, we're trying to figure out if we're going to be called Origin or Beginning Dudes or like guys that were there a long time ago. And so like the whole thing is like rebranding. And so it's a hilarious joke for anyone. I think it's hilarious. It's a funny joke, I think. But it's kind of a fun way to talk to a hologram. But and he talks about... Orion, but he's not really an enemy. And so for people that like the show, it's pretty funny. Also, there's a bunch of other enemies out there. He made a world that's the Replicator homeworld just because he thinks it's fun to go to the Replicator homeworld. So one day he just wanted to go there. So just made one. And when he made the Replicator homeworld, he made it so there's a bunch of replicators, but they're holograms. They can't really replicate. And they have the same replicator personalities. They look just like the replicators on the TV show Stargate SG-1 and Stargate Atlantis. And they there's both kinds of replicators there, in case you're curious. And people can visit. You can separate through a Stargate portal or land a spaceship and visit them and talk to them. And they're like, we're replicators. We're going to not conquer. We're going to defeat you and stuff like that. And you can just talk to them. They don't try to defeat you. And it's super hilarious. The Asgard go there sometimes, if you've seen the TV show, and they figured out how to defeat the replicators recently. And that was hilarious. People went to see that. It was absolutely hilarious how they were defeated. Very advanced technology, you might think, but it's funny. So Messiah the Prince just goofs off. And so there's holographic programs running around here and there, but you always know they're a hologram because they kind of look like a person, but he made it look kind of glitchy. So they look like a hologram. It's not deceptive. It doesn't look like a real person. It looks like a glitchy program. But also they always have a name tag on that says hologram. So on the left side of their chest, it says, my name is Hologram. And so they always have this name tag on, and it always says, my name is Hologram. And so you know they're a hologram. They're not a real person. And so it's just hilarious jokes all around. There's like Romulan. There's like one Romulan spaceship that goes around. People can, you can hail them. They'll answer. They'll talk to you. They pretend to be Romulans. It's hilarious. It's a lot of fun. And so the technology during Age of the Messiah is some stuff that might change people's lives, like spaceships, flying cars. There's food replicators. He made it so those things actually work. They make actual real food and it's highly nutritious. And you can just get a coffee. It's highly nutritious coffee. There's no pesticides in it, or if you're interested in that. It's better than organic. And so you can just do it. And if you're too busy to walk down there because you're doing something, maybe you're flying a spaceship. I mean, you might literally be too busy. You might say to a hologram, hey, would you get me a iced cappuccino? Would you get me a almond pumpkin latte or something? And then they'll go to the food replicators on the spaceship and they'll go speak to the computer. The computer hears them, makes the drink, and then they'll bring it back to you and put it in your hand. And it's a real drink given to you by a hologram computer program. There's holograph decks, not decks, but like rooms, a holodeck. He figured out how to make that. So that's just for goofing off. You can reenact movies, video games. You can go play video games. And it shows like you go there and suddenly you have like a display in front of you that shows your health points, your how many points you have in the game, what level you're on, all kinds of stuff. And then you get like a lightsaber and you can fight against the bad guys. And it's super fun and it's all in safe mode so no one gets hurt. What else is there? I did the medical stuff. There are giant space stations. Recently, he made a bunch that are 500 miles wide. He made more than 7,000 of them. And they're so popular. Spaceships had to travel there. But within a few hours, they were completely filled with spaceships. And there was no more room for people to land their spaceships. More than 7,000 space stations that are more than 500 miles wide. I mean, the place where the Messiah the Prince goes to do space travel technology is so big, with so many spaceships, quadrillions of spaceships, literally quadrillions, that it's just endless fun. Now, Messiah the Prince makes his own designs and stuff like that, but he also likes stuff from TV shows, and so he goofs off. And so later today, there's a bunch of universes there that have never had these big space stations yet. So he's going to make a bunch more of these space stations and kind of spread them around the universes. And so people can go and visit them if they want to. So he just likes to spread it around. And then if people are doing something there, he might go and just hang out at one of the space stations. And so these space stations are so big, once you land, you can't get around. I mean, it's 500 miles. You can't walk that far. So he put a bunch of flying cars on the space stations. They go around about 200 miles an hour, and it's so fun, and there's so many people doing it that right now he can't even go put them where he wanted to. there's an area between planets where it was all wide open space. And he's like, I'll make one. And then it filled up with people. He's like, I'll make 8 more. Filled up. He's like, I'll make 100 more. I'll make 1,000 more. Eventually, it was 8,000 of these space stations, almost 8,000. And he's like, I don't have room. So pretty soon, he has to go move them because the planets are going to collide with the space stations. They're in the way of planets. And they're 500 miles wide. So he's going to go move them around and stuff because they're like all in the way of planets and shit. So those are some of the technologies. Other technologies are education technologies. And so in this place where the Messiah, the Prince goes, it's his place where he goes to goof off, goof around, have fun. And so he made a bunch of worlds that he likes. He made a school world and filled it with curriculum, K-12 curriculum, but just the curriculum he likes. And so it's a school system and it's being taught by holograms day and night in all the classrooms. So if you ever wanted to go to school world, like maybe you never finished first grade or eighth grade or high school or something, you can go back and finish your schooling and you will get a diploma if you want from Messiah the Prince. And he is so smart, he can build spaceships. And so he made it the best school curriculum ever made. And it's basically just basic school curriculum. But the other thing about it is it's fun. Everyone likes it. He also likes scientific research. And so there's a bunch of people there that are believers, if you're interested in that. But everyone, no matter whether you're called a believer or an atheist, everyone that goes there thinks it's extremely fun. The whole day when they're doing scientific research, it's just endless fun, laughter, happiness, joy, general interest in scientific research, technology, knowledge. People love it. They can go there and you can research anything. You can research magnets. You can research light. You can research water. You can research wood. You can research physics. You can research small particle physics. You can research all kinds of things. It's just fun, endless fun. And you can do it right there with machines he made. They're all perfectly safe. And those worlds, more than 200 of them in every universe, are filled with people day and night going to those worlds doing scientific research. There's a bunch of people that just go around and scan stars and stuff and just try to figure out what the stars are made out of. They think it's super interesting with the scanning technology. So in the future, there's a lot of people that are murderers and they are not interested in living that kind of life. Where Messiah the Prince goes, there's boats and they all have anti-crash technology. If you are swimming in the water and there's a boat coming towards you, it will stop and that boat will never run into your head. It won't even make a wave that splashes your face. He uses technology, so all the boats in all the universes there never crash into a person, they never crash into each other, they never crash into a rock or a log in the water, ever. It never happens. Also, on every world there's cameras that just go around and film stuff on that world, and then they live stream it to a TV channel called My World. So people that live on those worlds, there's more than 30,000 cities on every world, they can just turn on their TV and look at the TV, it says My World, and they can just, anytime they want to see what's on there, every 5 minutes that camera moves, and it might look at a mountain lion, then it might look at a deer, then it might look at an elk or the ocean, it might look at trees, it might go look at unique kinds of birds, mostly it's animal wildlife. It might go underwater and look at dolphins and whales, and sharks and stingrays and manta rays and fish and coral reefs. Every 5 minutes it moves. And so if you're watching the My World TV channel all day and all night, there's a camera thing flying around. It's just like a ball. It's like a camera, but it flies. It's like on one side, it's just like a black ball made of metal. And it flies around and it films everything that's interesting to the Messiah the Prince, which is everything on those worlds. So it's just endless interesting things. If you want to go to University World, you can go take university courses, and Messiah the Prince made the curriculum and he created holographic programs that do all the teaching, and it shows visual presentations like a PowerPoint presentation from a projector with a woman or a man teaching. And just random. It could be a white woman, a black man, a Native American man, an Asian woman. It's just random in every classroom, every ethnicity, male or female. And so people love it. They think it's super fun and interesting. He also did a historical world recently where it's called Work World. How did people work in the past? How they did blacksmithing, woodworking, and you can see how to make tables and chairs by hand and what tools they used. It's fascinating. A carpentry world, another woodworking world, just for those two things, is because people think it's interesting and they can go there anytime they want. Also, there's a boating world. There's worlds where it's just for swimming. Boats, places where people can just fly around in helicopters. He has programs that teach how to fly a helicopter. there's also clothing technology. There's clothing technology that he has there, clothes that will never stain, and that so when you wash them, there's no stain. Clothes that will last forever. And so the technology that comes during the age of the Messiah, some of it sounds foo-foo, like spaceships, but other technology sounds really useful depending on who you are. I think it all sounds useful. Some people might be like, oh man, if I had a shirt that never stained, that'd be great. That'd be awesome. Underwear that never stains, pants that never stain, sound great to me. A lot of people might say that. And so those things are all available in that area, and it's just a big hangout place for Messiah the Prince. But he likes it so much, he calls it paradise. To him, that's his idea of paradise, just endless fun and general interest. And so when that's what's happening, it just goes perfectly there. It's just endless fun. And there are so many people there, it's difficult to number them. And it's not like a Bible thing, but just I'll tell you the number. Every world has thousands of people in each city. There's about 30,000 cities on every world. So that's about 30 million people. There's 50 billion worlds in every universe. 50 billion times 30 million. That's a big number already. And then there's 100 million times 100 million times 30 universes. There are so many people there, you won't believe it, and they're all happy. It's just endless happiness there. And so one day, Messiah the Prince is going to come to the earth, and people are going to be like, where did you come from? And so here's who's going to come. God, Jesus Christ is going to come also, and the Holy Ghost, but also the devil, the false prophet, and the Antichrist, because they all want to have a contest about who you vote for God. And then people are going to say, Jesus, where were you? And Jesus is going to be like, I was doing other things, making my plans. And they're going to be like, well, Jesus, you promised a bunch of stuff and you never delivered. And people are going to do that with the rest of those idiots. Then Messiah the Prince is going to talk. People are going to say, where the fuck have you been? And Messiah the Prince is going to be like, I have been building universes filled with fun and joy and happiness. And you're all invited if you're not a murderer or a rapist. And there, everyone's rich. They all have $100 million. They can fly around in spaceships and flying cars. They have a house that will last forever. Land that will always be theirs. No one can take it away. They have everlasting life. They live forever. And you can go visit today and see it with your own eyes and talk to them. People are going to be like, yeah, but do you make empty promises like everyone else? Messiah the Prince will be like, just get in a spaceship, motherfuckers. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. People can be like, we don't like that you said motherfucker. Say different words. Messiah the Prince will be like, whatever. If you want to go, you're invited, and you'll see I don't make any promises, but you can take a look, and if I like you, you can stay. If I don't like you, I'm going to bring you back to the earth, which is the worst place to live in the universe. With Jesus Christ, the devil, and those other idiots, they make a bunch of empty promises they never keep. Messiah the Prince doesn't promise anything. So when you ask where Messiah the Prince has been, he's going to be like, I've been doing other things. And the only reason I didn't come to the earth is because God has been promised these other idiots that there's a time coming called the end times. So if you want to stay here for the end times, you're going to stay here for the stupidest time in human history that ever happened. If you want to opt out of that, there's a lot of places you can go. This universe is filled with worlds. You can go there temporarily and come back after the end times. It's fine. You can just opt out of the end times. They're not important. Or if you're really cool, you might want to check out the place called that I call paradise. And in that place, it's just endless fun and happiness and lots to do. There's never a shortage of things to do. If you're interested, you're invited. Now, in that place, Messiah the Prince likes TV shows, movies, video games. And so Messiah the Prince has a bunch of computers that have video games. You can use his computers. They have a processor that's 3 trillion gigabytes. So you can play any video game with no lag. But he doesn't like grotesque things. So there's no horror movies. There's no blood splatter in the video games. It's not grotesque. So if you're interested in that, you can play Messiah the Prince's favorite video games. You can watch Messiah the Prince's favorite movies. And if you really like those movies and you want to goof around, you can go do it on a holodeck and see it all holograms as if it's real life. Or you can play on Messiah the Prince's computers that are 3 trillion gigabyte processors. Not 3 gigabytes, 3 trillion gigabytes. If you want to fly in spaceships, you can. If you want to go in flying cars, you can. If you want a house, he'll give you one. If you want everlasting life, you can have it there. But you can't be a murderer or a rapist. And you can't go around worshiping every idiot that claims to be God. You got to deal with the fact that God is real, and you can't live in paradise worshiping the devil or Jesus Christ. You can't. You can't worship the Antichrist or Jesus Christ. You can't worship the false prophet or the Holy Ghost. You can't just go around worshiping everybody, because the people that do that are fucking weird. And to him, that place is paradise, and so he's not going to invite you. He made it. He makes the rules, you might say. But also, everything there is owned. If he's going to invite you, he has to make a world with room for cities, and then he has to make the city and make a house for you in that city. He has to do all that. And then when he gives it to you, it's yours forever until you try to murder someone or rape someone, and then he's going to throw you out forever. That's the way he does it. And what he decided is, if you give a murderer a second chance, they're going to try to murder again. If you give a rapist a second chance, they're going to try to rape again. People, if they do it once, they'll do it forever. So stop doing it. Technology in the future, during the age of the Messiah, is technology that will be widely available to everyone that's interested in it, but it's not for weirdos. If you want to worship the false prophet, you're fucking weird, dude. I mean, you're as weird as it gets. That's as weird as it gets. No one cares about him. No one likes him. No one even really knows who he is in the earth, as far as I know. And when he finally comes here and you see his dumb face, if you think he's God, you're an idiot. And so God made a rule, and there's nothing that anyone can do about it. God will not allow advanced technology in the earth until you've decided whether you want to worship a bunch of weirdos. So when Messiah the Prince comes, and it's scheduled that God will come to the earth in 2 years, 1 month, that's October 27th, year 2025, Messiah the Prince, the first thing he's going to do is he's going to make a fleet of spaceships just for the earth, and a bunch of flying cars and shit like that. And then you guys can putt around in spaceships, flying cars, see that all those things are real. The devil doesn't have anything to do with it. He doesn't know how to make those things. And then if you want to stay and deal with Jesus Christ bullshit, you can stay, and Messiah the Prince will probably never return for you, because you're probably weird as fuck. If you don't like endless fun, endless happiness, having everlasting life, being young forever, being wealthy, having $100 million, then you're fucking weird, dude. If you like staying in the earth for the end times, that's pretty fucking weird. So Messiah the Prince is never going to invite you. And that's technology during the age of the Messiah.